Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 9:52. We are learning more about the three children and three adults fatally shot at Covenant Elementary in Nashville Monday, as well as more about the shooter, 28-year-old former student Audrey Hale, killed by police at the scene. Video from that day also reveals more about the police response. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee saying in a video posted to Twitter that his wife, Maria, was friends with two of the three adults killed in the shooting.
Maria woke up this morning without one of her best friends, Cindy Peek. Cindy was supposed to come over to have dinner with Maria last night after she filled in as a substitute teacher yesterday at Covenant.
Joining us once again is CBS correspondent Chris Fox. And Chris, yesterday you had reviewed for us, you had just reviewed the body footage, body camera footage that had just been released moments before you joined us. Are the police saying more about what they've seen?
Well, yes, Police Chief John Drake mentioned yesterday, applauding the quick response. There was almost playing off the fact that the shooting in Uvalde took 77 minutes to respond. This one took 11 by the time they received the phone call. And we saw that in the body camera footage, specifically of what's now being referred to as what should be considered a training video for how to handle these situations. They are tasked with doing three things, basically locate, isolate, and eliminate. And within 3 minutes of that video, that's exactly what they did, going room to room as a tight-knit team, the two of them, officers Engelbert and Klaza, and they received a great deal of praise. Apparently, also they'll be speaking with President Biden very soon. And it really was amazing. It was difficult to watch if you saw it. Very graphic, and again, kind of playing off of what happened in Texas. It took months for the hallway video to be released in Texas, and that was heavily edited. This was not, and this was days later. And it kind of, I think, one of the questions I've been asked so far today is, are people angry here? And it really doesn't come across that way. They're just sad. And one of the places that's most evident is the makeshift memorial out in front of the entrance to the campus. And there are now six crucifixes there representing those who were killed. There's also Billy Graham Ministries has chaplains on site. And so all day long, people are just showing up to pay respects, to pray. Yesterday, there was a group from an assisted living facility down the street. And it was amazing. A 101-year-old woman walking down the street with a walker. And one of the things she said to me really struck me. And that was, she said, I believe we bring flowers and stuffed animals to remind the survivors that we care. But we pray to remember those who were killed. And it was kind of a powerful moment. And it's where Nashville and Tennessee are right now in the mourning process. Tonight's a big one, a prayer vigil statewide. The big one in Public Square Park in Nashville with the mayor and the police chief. And also now we're hearing likely First Lady Jill Biden will be attending.
Chris, so before we go, what have police learned more about Audrey Hale?
What they've learned about her is that she was under doctor's care and for emotional disorder. And the police chief mentioning that the parents felt that Audrey should not own weapons and didn't think she did. They thought she had one, but sold it. They didn't know that she had purchased seven different firearms between 2020 and 2022, and that would include two AR styles, rifle and a pistol, that were hidden in the house. Also, there was kind of a picture painted of the day Audrey was leaving Monday. She left with a red bag, and the mother questioned her about what was in the bag, and she said, oh, nothing, and left, and that the mother didn't pursue it because the mother didn't think she owned guns. And so it kind of paints a picture of a scenario that we're seeing of someone who obviously had some mental illnesses And what was brought up yesterday about that was the fact that Tennessee does not have red flag laws. And the police chief mentioning that, they couldn't have done anything had they known she had mental illness. But they also mentioned she didn't have a record. They knew nothing about her. So she came as a complete surprise.
Chris Fox, our CBS correspondent in Nashville, thanks once again for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.